When you sell your soybeans, half of 1% of the total selling price goes toward the soybean checkoff. Half of that goes to the United Soybean Board for investment in their long-range strategic plan, and the other half goes to the Indiana Soybean Alliance for investment in areas that are priorities for Indiana soybean farmers, as decided on by Indiana soybean farmers.
Why do you support the checkoff program?
That's Indiana Soybean Alliance Board Chair Kevin Cox. This was the question posed to one of his fellow board members recently.
And he pondered for a moment and then he said, you know, he said, I support the checkoff because the checkoff supports me. And I think that summed it all up very, very well. Because if we don't do something to try to promote our product, to promote our industry, we're going to be in serious trouble.
We told you last week about the Student Soybean Innovation Competition at Purdue, where students come up with their own soybean creations. This is one of the many events sponsored by the Indiana Soybean Alliance.
Our goal as the board of this Indiana Soybean Alliance is just trying to figure out how to move the pile, how to move more and more soybeans out of the state of Indiana, to be able to come here to see the enthusiasm and the excitement in the students that are here, and you know the way that they address the competition. You know, they're trying to figure out something that's brand new, something that nobody else has done, and trying to figure out a way that they can utilize soybeans that we produce here, that they can figure out a way to use them. It's just exciting.
While at Purdue last week, Cox says ISA board members sifted through over 100 requests for funding different research projects around the world to help move that Indiana soybean pile.
Feeding trials, feeding fish overseas, feeding fish in Indonesia, or using it for different foodstuffs, different food products, plastics, oils, inks, those kind of things. Things that you don't traditionally think about as just being crushed in soybean oil or soybean meal. And so utilizing those opportunities that we have, figuring out ways of investing the checkoff dollars into research so that we can see some of these products come to fruition. So it's another way to be able to utilize the soybeans that we produce here in Indiana.
Research from Cornell shows that for every dollar invested in the soybean checkoff, it returns over $12 back to the farm.